And now this is a dictation for Daniel, Daniele Morey, Morey, July 1587. Address as a letter to Dr. Gino, Ginu, 775-1640. Danielle, she goes by Elise, E-L-I-S-E, has metabolic acidosis and kidney stone with exposure to Diamax. She has idiopathic intracranial hypertension, underwent left-sided transverse sinus stent, presently on aspirin and Plavix, also follows with neurology, ophthalmology, different places, including University of Michigan. Since the Diamax discontinue, she believes the headaches is worse, affecting her activity of daily living. She's also exposed to steroids, which might be exacerbating this problem, unable to stop because of severe menstrual periods and anemia. Plays on Lasix, which is not helping with the headaches. Takes bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis, antidepressants. Remains on Plaquenil and leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E. Has been on the same dose of potassium replacement. Nothing changed despite diuretics. Biological treatment with infusions every month. Benlysta, B-E-N-L-Y-S-T-A. Next paragraph. Blood pressure in the office high by nurse, 150 over 93. No respiratory distress, lungs, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no edema. Next paragraph. Preserve kidney function. Low bicarbonate with high chloride, normal sodium, potassium, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated. There has been anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Metabolic acidosis with normal anion gap, elevated chloride in relation to exposure to Diamax. Prior history of kidney stone, preserved kidney function. Has idiopathic intracranial hypertension, probably exacerbated by the use of steroids. Recent procedure as indicated above. She's frustrated about convincing doctors about her issues. Previously, objectively, they have noticed very high spinal pressure. The first time was more than 50, otherwise 29 to 40, being normal less than 20. I expressed to her that despite the metabolic acidosis, if the Diamax was controlling her symptoms, until the new stent plays and other medications works, I have no objection for her to go back to Diamax. She's going to discuss with neurology, apparently Dr. Adel, A-D-E-L. She has seen the gynecologist for potential hysterectomy, but she's not ready for that. She has 4 kids, but potentially wants to have more. That will allow to stop the estrogens, which might be exacerbating the intracranial hypertension. All questions answered. End of dictation.